As Straight Arrow News previously reported, lawyers for President-elect Donald Trump asked in a letter published on Monday, January 6th, for Attorney General Merrick Garland to stop Special Counsel Jack Smith from releasing his final reports on the election interference and classified documents cases. Now, the federal judge who dismissed Trump's classified documents case is temporarily blocking the release of those reports. Judge Aileen Cannon issued an order on Tuesday, January 7th, that halts the release of the reports while an appeals court decides on emergency motions filed by Trump's former co-defendants in the classified documents case. Trump associates Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira filed the motions to block the release of the final reports. They argue that the documents show a one-sided narrative and that they had limited access to them before the documents' possible release this week. Cannon's ruling means the appeals court will be left to decide whether or not Smith's final reports will be released. Cannon said in her ruling that blocking the reports was necessary to prevent irreparable harm to Trump and his associates until the appeals court decides its next steps. Meanwhile, some legal critics are arguing Cannon does not have the authority to block the reports and that she is seeking to delay the documents' release. The legal battle is playing out less than 2 weeks before Trump's inauguration on Monday, January 20th, after which his incoming Justice Department will take over the handling of Smith's reports. If Smith doesn't turn in the reports before his planned resignation, Trump's pick for Attorney General Pam Bondi could make the final call on the documents' release.